Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the New Corner Office, the podcast where we share strategies for thriving in the new world of work, where location and hours are more flexible than in the past. Today's tip is about how to set up a comfortable and ergonomically sound office space. This will help you work with better focus and prevent physical discomfort from infringing on your day-to-day productivity. These days, many of us are settling into newly minted at-home workspaces, whether that means a private office or a corner of the kitchen table. Skipping a daily car commute is likely a good thing for everyone's overall physical well-being, but it can be hard to feel comfortable right away in a new office space. This is especially true if you just grabbed whatever space seemed most convenient in mid-March. Perhaps you're working with a laptop setup that forces you to crane your neck down at an awkward angle to see the screen. Or maybe you've repurposed a dining room chair for 9-to-5 duty. We all have different thresholds for comfort, and many of us get used to little aches and pains. However, if you want to set yourself up for maximum success in your new corner office, it's a good idea to optimize the ergonomics of your space as soon as possible. Back pain is one of the most common reasons for missed work in the U.S., and even a little bit of physical discomfort can be distracting when you're trying to do meaningful work. With stay-at-home orders currently in place, you may be limited in how much you can change your setup. You likely aren't going to be able to hire an ergonomic consultant to come to your home or go shop in person for the perfect chair. But smaller tweaks can still have a big impact. For example, if your computer screen is too low and you find your neck getting sore, try changing up the angle by placing a thick book or two under your laptop or monitor. If you find your wrists or shoulders straining, try to adjust your desk and chair so that your forearms are level with the desk when you type. If you already have equipment like a standing desk or a balance ball, now is definitely the time to try it. Ordering relatively inexpensive items, such as a wireless keyboard and mouse through online delivery, can also make quite a difference. Try to find what experts call your natural posture while sitting. Spine stacked, shoulders relaxed, feet on the floor. Then, set up your screen, keyboard, and mouse so that you can use them while maintaining this posture. Another, even cheaper, idea is simply to change your position multiple times through the day. There may be times when you'll need to be seated at your desk for a while, but simply migrating between the couch, the kitchen table, and your office chair throughout the day can lessen the effect of any flaws in your office setup. Take standing or stretching breaks once an hour, or whenever you take a bathroom break, and you'll likewise lessen any strain. The key is to avoid getting stuck in any one position for too long. Discomfort is distracting. That slightly too low table might have seemed okay when people thought this would all be over in a few weeks. But remote work will likely be at least part of the mix for a while. So take a few minutes right now to check in with your body. Fix what you can, and you just might get a new outlook on life. Or at least a better view of your laptop screen. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening, and here's to succeeding in the New Corner Office.
The New Corner Office is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th, hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.